Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Daryl Prail. Daryl is the CMO or Chief Marketing Officer at AgoraPulse. In 2020, he was awarded the Top 10 SaaS Branding Expert Award. He's voted as a top 3 marketer on LinkedIn, a top 50 social seller, a top 50 sales keynote speaker, an award-winning and prolific content creator. He's worked in a variety of tech leadership roles, chief marketing officer, chief revenue officer across various categories and industries. However, he's doubled down on tech and he's built a very strong personal brand because he knows what he's talking about. He's a great teacher and he is a prolific marketer. Today, he's going to speak about 5 proven email structures that can actually get your customer to do what you want them to do. It could be in sales, it could be in marketing, but ultimately the art of capturing somebody's attention via email with subject line, copy, call to action. This is one of the most valuable ways you can communicate with your customer and your audience and ultimately get them to buy your product or service.
Hey there. My name is Daryl Prail. I'm the Chief Revenue Officer here at VanillaSoft. Today, I'm going to teach you 5 proven email structures so that you can better drive your prospect engagement. So this is a conversation entirely for the sales audience. Specifically, if you're trying to drive conversations with prospects as you grow or scale your business, what are the right emails and the formats that you should consider using so that you actually have a strong response and engagement? So let's look at this. As a whole, there's multiple ways you can engage with the prospects. We know this. One is the telephone. Another would be social media, social selling, as an example. Another would be SMS, all right, text messages. Another might be direct mail. But of course, the most popular one of all is email. And that's where you or your reps, if you have some, will spend the vast majority of their time. But problem is this. Most sales reps, whether you're an account executive, you're an account manager, you're a sales development rep, whatever your position might be, a business development rep, have had absolutely zero training in any kind of writing structure. It's not their strength. They're great on the phone, they'll tell you. They're the ones to go to for negotiation. But if you don't get the prospect into the top of the funnel, then there's no deal to be had. So the email, as the most popular, it's the most consumed method of communication and prospecting, is critical to get right. So now let's think about all of the mistakes you've seen as the recipient of those emails. You can recognize a template from a mile away because there's been zero personalization. It could be addressed to Susie. It could be addressed to Billy Bob. It doesn't matter because their name is never in it and there's nothing related or relevant to them. It doesn't matter about their position. They're so visible and easy to identify that most recipients delete them immediately without ever opening them. That's because it comes down to your subject line. So we're going to go into what you need to know, 5 simple techniques you can use to physically have better success. These are frameworks that you could follow to make sure you're getting the results you want, which are going to be much, much better than anything you're doing now. I guarantee you that. Further, I would strongly encourage that you test yourself on these and see which frameworks works best for you in your marketplace, which framework works best for your particular ideal customer profile you're targeting or persona you're targeting. So for example, VanillaSoft, where I work, you know, we sell a sales platform, a sales engagement platform, and we would target a head of sales or a head of marketing or a head of operations, typically. And the message I send on each of those personas, those three personas, are vastly different because they have different pain points, different issues. So when you go to personalize it, it's got to speak to them. That's the given. Too many people don't do that. The other thing you do is you do one and done. You might send one or two emails, and if they don't respond, then that's it. You're done. Statistically, you need to do between 9 and 12 outreach attempts. That's phone and email and social, multiple, but of which most of that is email, before they'll ever get a response. So you can use different formats here of email frameworks across that cadence, that sequence of touches, to see what works best for you. Keep it interesting, keep it fresh. All right, so let's talk about some of the basic things here. I'm going to share five structures. They're not mine. They're from various people, and we'll share them all with you. And we're going to tell you a couple of the best practices. So for example, let's look at subject line. On your subject line, you want your subject line to be anywhere between 2 and 4 words. You can go 1, you can go 5, but that's it. But 2 to 4, according to our research, has the absolute biggest conversion ratio. That's the first thing you need to understand. The next thing is your email needs to be brief, concise, personalized, skimmable. Sam McKenna of Sam Sales uses an expression, show me you know me. And so your emails need to just do exactly that. So instead of going for the mass email, you know, the mass blast of emails, which often is breaking the law, by the way, because there's no privacy or buy-in, you get 0 results and 0 conversion ratios. Instead, you're better off to send fewer emails but hyper-personalize them. All right, so let's go through the formats. This is what we're going to teach you today. Remember, it is literally 5 proven email structures or frameworks that will help you drive your engagement. The first one is the format called TTTT. And this is brought to you by a fellow named Josh Braun. He created this. And TTTT is very simple. It says paragraph 1 is trigger. Paragraph 2 is third party. Paragraph 3 is teach me. Paragraph 4 is tell me. So I'll walk you through it. I'll give you some examples. Again, this is all written to me. As CRO at VanillaSoft to make it relatable for you to understand, you will need to map this to your business. So, Daryl, noticed your sales team has changed a little since you took over as CRO. That's the trigger. Holy smokes, how did you notice that? We're helping growing SaaS companies like you, Gong, and LeadIQ to regain control of sales performance. That's that third-party credibility. Wondered if you ever want more visibility into each rep's activity and making sure they hit the right leads first? That's that teach me moment. Do you want that? Interested in learning some more? That's the tell me. 4 paragraphs, 1 sentence each. That's the email. TTTT. Starts with a trigger. Then you go to third-party credibility. Then you offer to teach them. And then you tell them. Try that out. All right, that's number 1. Next one is the ADA. You would know this from lots of places because it goes back to forever. What is it in the classic, always be selling? The next thing that you talk about, ABC, the next line you would always hear them say would be ADA. So ADA stands for attention, interest, desire, and action. So line 1 is attention, line 2 is interest, line 3 is desire, line 4 is action. Here's an example. Daryl, noticed you're hiring 5 new sales reps. Okay, you've got my attention. How do you know that? Wondered if you wanted to hear a new tactic we're using to train them to beat call reluctance. Okay, you've got my interest because that's a real pain. Nobody likes making tons of calls, but it's clearly important to a healthy pipeline and a happy CRO because of that. Well, you're speaking to my desire. I want to be a happy CRO and I want a healthy pipeline. Would it make sense to chat for 15 minutes next week? And if you're not interested, after 3 minutes, we can leave the call right there. Well, that's action. That's what you do next. So again, 4 lines, 4 paragraphs, spaces between each one. So it's skimmable. I can read it on my phone. You grab my attention. You get my interest. You create desire and you cause me to act. That's AIDA, A-I-D-A. All right. So that's that. Next one up is PAS, P-A-S, the PAS email. PAS is very simple. It's instead of being 4, it's only 3, as you can tell. This one is really simple. You go, what's the problem? And then you agitate a little bit, you know, annoy, agitate. Maybe A could be, and now annoy or agitate. Who knows? And then finally, a solution. So let's go. Daryl, ever wondered why one sales rep books less demos compared to others? Well, that's a real problem. In our experience, it's because they're not disciplined on which leads to approach and when. It's a free-for-all, and pipeline is in free fall. Okay, that's agitating me because that's exactly what I'm going through. I don't want a free-fall pipeline. Ugh. If you're going through this, would it make sense to talk about how our platform ensures reps can only approach the next best lead? Ooh, that could be a solution to that free-fall pipeline issue and why one rep books less demos than others. See where I'm going with that? 3 lines, 3 sentences. What's the problem? Agitate or annoy? Solution. Pause. P-A-S. All right. Next up is the BAB. B-A-B. Another 3-liner. Gotta love 3-liners. Short and sweet. Everybody likes a concise email. People will actually read them. B-A-B stands for before, after, and bridge. So let's go through that. Daryl, feel sad because your team isn't reaching enough prospects. Well, this is obviously life before I'm going to use this person's solution, but yeah, I do kind of feel sad. We're helping sales teams like Paychecks hit 3 times quota with bigger deal sizes too. Well, that's the after. Before they weren't reaching enough prospects, and now they're hitting 3 times quota before and after. Would it make sense for us to talk about how you can unlock your team's potential for new activity? We're showing CROs a new tactic that can help. That's the bridge. That's it. 3 lines. 3 lines. Before, after, bridge. Now, again, we're at the 4th of 5 at this point in time. We'll get to the 5th one shortly. But these are all variations, right? So whether you decide to use the before, after, or bridge, or a problem, agitate, solution, you're starting to see some commonalities. Is a problem the same as a trigger? Well, I would suggest it is. So let's go to my last model. The last model is ACCA, A-C-C-A. And that stands for awareness, consideration, comprehension, and action. Okay, so let's just see what the ACCA email looks like. We're back to 4 lines here. Daryl, are you aware that new HubSpot data found more meetings are being booked by SDRs this quarter using cold calls? Well, that's awareness. And no, I didn't know that. And that was from HubSpot. Tell me more, right? Wondered how cold calling works right now for your team. That's the consideration, you know? Are you considering how it works for your team? Truth is, cold calling is about the right prospect at the right time. Otherwise, it can just be a lottery. That's the comprehension. Truth is, this is the facts. This is the way it is. Do you want a lottery? Would it be worth us talking about a new approach to cold calling my team and how they're helping top SaaS companies implement right now? That's the action. So ACCA, awareness, consideration, comprehension, action. So there you have it. So that's 5 frameworks. Let's just repeat what they are. They were Josh Braun's TTTT email. First line is a trigger, followed by a third party, followed by a teach me, followed by a tell me. Then we go to AIDA. First line is all about getting the reader's attention, then generating some interest, then creating desire, and then causing them to act. The PAS email. First line is about hitting them up on a problem. Next line is where you agitate. And then the third line is where you provide a possible solution. Fourth one, life is before, life is after, then what's the bridge? That's the BAB, before, after, and bridge. Fifth one is ACCA, A-C-C-A. What is, you want to create awareness in line one, you want to create consideration in line two, you want to create comprehension in line three, then you want to cause action in line four. So those, my friends, are simply five proven email structures to drive prospect engagement. Remember how we began life? We began life saying, I need my reps filling the top of the funnel. We know they're going to do, they should be doing 9 to 12 touches. We know it's going to be phone. We know it's going to be social. We know it might be text. It might be direct mail. But the most popular one, the one they all hide behind, is email. But my reps have never been trained on how to do email and they struggle with it. So let's follow some simple best practices. Subject lines, 2 to 4 words, all right? And then follow a very simple 3 to 4 line email spaced up between paragraphs. And you're not pitching and you're not talking features. You're talking to the actual recipient about their pain points. Remember back to the persona tied to the ideal customer profile, how we began this whole conversation? That's what we're talking about here. So that's what you need to do. It's all about simplifying your sales emails so that you can scale and be repeatable and always, always, always test, A-B test and measure so you know what works best for you. If you don't know what the triggers are for your solution, as an example, or any, you don't have any third parties, or you don't have any teaching moments, then you're going to struggle with this kind of stuff. So you got to know, to make this work, you need to know your ideal customer profiles and your personas. So if you don't have those down, start there first and then segue to this. And everything you do in here completely adapts over to phone and social. So this is a brilliant framework. I hope you got value out of this. My name is Daryl Prell. I am the Chief Revenue Officer at VanillaSoft, the world's best sales engagement platform. Check us out at VanillaSoft.com. I hope you enjoyed today. We'll talk to you soon.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it, each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a quality qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay. And what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real. There are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.